The last suspect in the nation's deadliest attack against the civil rights movement will be tried for murder. Former Ku Klux Klansman Bobby Frank Cherry is accused of participating in the 1963 bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Four girls were killed in that attack. Yesterday, a judge in Birmingham ruled that Cherry is competent to stand trial. Melanie Peoples reports from Birmingham.
Last year, Birmingham Judge James Garrett initially ruled Bobby Frank Cherry incompetent to stand trial because of what his doctors diagnosed as memory problems attributed to vascular dementia. But the judge did order Cherry to undergo further testing in a state hospital. After hearing testimony from state doctors who evaluated Cherry for 10 weeks, the judge reversed his earlier ruling and says Cherry can stand trial. It was great news to prosecutor Doug Jones, who fought for the more extensive testing.
We have felt from the beginning of this drawn-out process that Mr. Cherry has been competent, just took a 70-day stay down at a medical facility for there to be the right kind of observations over a period of time to show that.
Jones says Cherry has been faking memory problems and slipped up under close observation. He says doctors testified Cherry exhibited no memory problems when casually interacting with staff and other patients.
Where he ended up going, showing some weaknesses is that when they would literally sit down and say, we want to test your memory, he all of a sudden did very, very poorly on the easiest of questions.
Defense attorney Mickey Johnson maintains Cherry's vascular dementia has destroyed much of his memory. Speaking to Birmingham television station WBRC, Johnson says defending Cherry will be especially difficult.
It presents some unique challenges. I don't know that any... It's certainly not typical to have to reconstruct events from 30 and, 40 years ago. That would be difficult for anyone with the kind of time span we're talking about here. But it certainly doesn't make it any easier when somebody is demented.
Johnson will also have to contend with pretrial publicity. It's likely he'll ask for the trial not to be held in Birmingham, a city still haunted by its past. But there's also a movie about Cherry scheduled to air on cable this weekend that paints him as an angry racist and abusive father. Many in Birmingham say they believe the judge's ruling means justice may be delayed, but not denied. Reverend Abraham Woods, president of Birmingham's chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and longtime civil rights leader, is one of those.
My prayer every day as I sent up my prayers was, Lord, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. And I believe that the Lord is going to see justice done in this case.
It's been 38 years since the blast ripped apart the 16th Street Baptist Church, a rallying point for the civil rights movement in 1963. While four suspects immediately emerged, none were charged with a crime until 1977 when Bob Chambliss was convicted. He died in prison, and another suspect died before ever being charged with the crime. That left Cherry and Thomas Blanton, who was convicted of the crime last year. The judge has set a January 18th hearing to decide on a court date. If convicted, Cherry could be sentenced to life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham.